Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Hope you got an opportunity to put your feet on the floor, get out in the backyard, and fire up a grill or a smoker. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the show. Thanks for taking a little time to join us here on this weekend. Been a great week. We celebrated D-Day, which is always, I think, very cool for people to look back on. There's so many great photographs and everything, but yep. This show today is all about Texas, baby.
Yeah, we're going to do a little Texas barbecue, and we're doing a little rearranging on the fly, but we're going to make it happen. We've had somebody's barbecue got a little hotter than they thought it could be, so they had to back out on us. But we're going to make it good. We've been down there a few times, and I've got family there, so we can give you some firsthand experience on what Texas barbecue is all about. It's different. It's something that is unique to that region, and we're going to cover a lot of that. But right now, what did you do this week, Barbecue Bob? You had that big graduation party shindig at your place since last time we talked to everybody.
Yep. You were
How'd
there.
That go?
You were there. Did you have any fun?
I did. I had a lot of fun. The pool was lit up. I watched all those kids a lot younger than me playing volleyball in your backyard. And it was good, and the food was good. It was different. I was pleasantly surprised with what you did, because it wasn't a barbecue, yet it included a bunch of barbecued food.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, and that's a nice twist. That was actually my daughter Emily's idea.
Yep.
She lives in Burbank, California, and is quite the chef. And so she's gotten accustomed to eating a lot of Mexican food. So we put carnitas profile marinade on all the meats. I got to tell you, my favorite of all, believe it or not, was the skinless, boneless chicken thighs.
Right.
Because we marinated them in the same thing. And I've got a recipe coming up in a later segment that we're going to cover pork carnitas, but that same marinade is fantastic on chicken. I did it on chuck roast. I smoked a bunch of chuck roasts. We did one brisket, and the funny thing about the brisket is I took it out a couple days in advance and put it in a cooler.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't really thawed very well.
Oh.
So it was a little stiff in the middle. I had a tough time carving the fat out of it.
Right.
So it was just okay. I don't know if you had any of the brisket or not. I wasn't thrilled with it, but I had that big judge just loaded up with food. So it when you're doing, I think we fed over 200 people. I'm going to say 250, but my wife thinks it was less than that. I just know that the next morning there were 23 cars in the driveway. So
well, then you're practicing responsible barbecuing if you had all those guests that were
did.
There
we had,
over the night.
A bunch of the lacrosse and wrestlers from Olivet College, because Jordan graduated and Olivia graduated from high school, Jordan from college, so a bunch of his college buddies came, and that put a big dent on the food. We actually had just enough meat. We had one butt left over.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
six
out of all
butts,
that meat. Yeah.
Six butts, 10 chucks, a brisket, and 30 pounds of skinless, boneless chicken thighs.
So I want to talk about the chucks, because that's not one that I bet a lot of people have done in their smoker.
Right.
And you do it all the time.
I love chucks.
I know. So why do you do that? Why'd you choose that cut?
I think I just love chuck anything. The flavor.
Right.
You know, it's a, went down to Sobeys and had them cut 10 of those roasts at 1¼ inches thick, so that when we broke them up.
Bone in or boneless?
Bone in. So when we broke them up, it'd be the right length. We didn't have to dice it.
Right.
Basically, you know, feeding the masses.
So you did that in kind of a pulled beef.
Sort of
thing,
yep.
Right?
Like
you cooked it enough?
Beef barbecue, but with that Mexican profile.
Right. And that chuck has a real beefy, that's the only way I can describe it. It's one of the beefiest tasting cuts on the cow. And if you cook it like that, you slow cook it, you know, my mom used to put it in a pressure cooker,
right?
And cook the living hell out of it. But now, you know, we've learned to do this on a smoker, and it's a great cut, and it's budget friendly. If you're looking to do beef, those chuck roasts are nice and they're super flavorful. And how warm did you get that before you pulled it? Just like everything else?
I think I got them up to about 165, and then I wrapped them and brought them up to about 190. They could have gone a little longer. They weren't as tender as I needed them to be. They were a little slow. Surprisingly, those I probably put them on a little bit late, but you're always guessing when you're staging foods like that. Of course, the brisket and butts went on the night before.
Right.
And I put those on maybe 10 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a lot of fun. I was happy that, you know, I tried to give the ladies in the house a little advice on how to set up the food bar, but they had
How'd
their
that
own
go for
particular
you?
Way.
Yeah.
And it turns out that what I was suggesting was a good idea. Big bins of food. I also told my wife to get some help because we have a housekeeper, and she volunteered, or she would work to come in and just resupply all the food. Well, let me tell you, not having Carla there was a bummer because keeping those little containers full of meat
right.
was a pain in the keister.
Well, it was regular. I mean, there was a lot of us going through line, man. And picture this. It's this long dining table, and they've set up basically a Mexican buffet where you started at one end with your tortillas, then you hit your meats and beans and vegetables and salsas and everything. It was wonderful because you could make it any way you want. It was kind of like going to Moe's. Welcome to Moe's, right? And
right.
But you get to make your own as you went through there. But yet it was barbecued pork and beef and chicken, two kinds of beef with the brisket there. So it was wonderful. And it was a great idea, I think. Other than if you had a little more help with the filling of that, it was pretty maintenance-free. I mean, you weren't serving people. They were serving themselves.
We went to our friends the next day. I was dead tired.
Yeah.
I mean, dragging.
Well, sure.
And they actually had a server, which made it nice for them because they got to enjoy their party.
Right.
Whereas I was running until 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, just keeping the food going.
Yep. And had a keg of beer there.
Oh.
Now, I was pleasantly surprised with that.
Fantastic. Yeah. Crankers, I got a half barrel of Sustainer from Jim Crank at Crankers. And I mean, everybody that was drinking a beer had come up to me and asked me, what is this?
Right.
And it's a Belgian. It's called Sustainer from Crankers. Fantastic beer. And I picked that because, number one, I love it.
Right.
And number two, I've never really met anybody that doesn't like a Belgian. I've met people that don't like IPAs.
Right.
Or wheats or this or that, but anytime you give somebody a Belgian, it's usually like, ooh, that's
yep.
Really
it's a little
nice.
More malty, not quite as hoppy as some of your other beers.
Yeah, not hoppy at all.
Right. Those of you that are listening all over the state of Michigan, you can find Crankers. They've got three physical locations, one in Mount Pleasant, one in Big Rapids, and one down here in Grand Rapids. But their stuff is in distribution. You should be able to find it in the stores. But this Sustainer was a pleasant surprise.
It's fantastic. And if you're in New Jersey, just text me and I'll bring you some next time I come out there.
Yeah. All good. But anyway, so Memorial Day was a little bit of a flop for me because I had some people that had to cancel at the last minute. So you end up with all this food that you were going to cook for them. Some of it was already cooking, right, when it happened. So
what'd you make?
I made a brisket, and I also I had plans to make a bunch of shrimp and stuff because Michelle and her friends liked shrimp very much. So I was going to barbecue some of that up. It didn't work out for us. So it was cook some of it,
freeze it.
You canceled
the day of?
Right. Well, for good reasons. I mean, but anyway, my point is that I had some stuff cooked that's now in the freezer, and I had some stuff thawed out that I'm
now
like,
has to go on the grill.
Right. Now I had to go on the grill because I can't refreeze the
So
the
you're
going to
be having shrimp all week.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But anyway, it was a good time, and everybody, I hope, had a safe weekend. That was a couple weekends ago, but we did a best of last week, so I just wanted to touch on that.
Yeah, we're going to cover some briskets. I had actually Driftwood was going to call in, the Driftwood from Driftwood, Texas, the Salt Lick, because they're just legendary. And but we're going to fill in with a little talk between Kansas City brisket and Texas brisket.
All right, stick with us. We'll be back.
Trying to drown the thought of you. Ask any old bar stool. I can finally stretch out in a king-size bed.